Elsewhere in the Middle East, Secretary of State John Kerry is wrapping up his diplomacy mission in Israel. After 4 days of shuttling between meetings with Israeli leaders and Palestinian leaders, Kerry is going home without an agreement to restart peace talks, but with hope that the agreement is within reach. Last week, NPR's Emily Harris reported on splits in Israel's coalition government over peace talks with the Palestinians. Today, she looks at the challenges facing Palestinian leadership that make it difficult to restart those talks.
Shortly before midnight last Thursday, 31-year-old Hussein al-Dik was picked as the president of Palestine. It wasn't real, just the grand finale of a TV reality series shot in front of a live audience. Suhair Rasool co-directs the Jerusalem Office of Search for Common Ground, the organization that put on the show.
The word is to re-energize and to reignite the people, to remind them that we can be democratic, we believe in democracy, and the youth have a voice.
Palestinians have held only two presidential elections since the Palestinian Authority was established almost 20 years ago. The current president, Mahmoud Abbas, has stayed on several years past the end of his term. Palestinian political analyst Daoud Kutab says a lack of elections leads to a lack of legitimacy.
In most political events, you need a kind of election cycle to create leaders.
Palestinian political leaders have long had their roots in militant groups who fought against Israel, but Kutab believes people are beginning to look for leadership elsewhere.
We don't need any more political military heroes. We need people who kind of people can look up to and feel like this is somebody, you know, I really like, and his words are honest. He has something to offer that is different, and he's not a politician or a military person, because we've had too many of those and they've been a big failure.
In the last debate of the TV show to pick a pretend president, there were no direct questions about peace talks. Would you hire a relative? Reflected concern over corruption. Would you let Palestinians work in Israeli settlements? Hinted at the bitter reality that Palestinians' political enemy provides thousands of jobs. Palestinian pollster Hassan Khatib says Palestinian Authority President Abbas cannot be seen as compromising with Israel unless he wins real change in return.
President Abbas is connected in the perception of the Palestinian public with the peace process and with the negotiations approach with Israel. Palestinians feels that this approach of him is not working.
Although Secretary Kerry says that Israelis and Palestinians are making progress, Khatib says no real deal could happen until the divide ends between Hamas, which runs Gaza, and Fatah, Abbas's party, which administers Palestinian cities in the West Bank.
You cannot make achievements, neither militarily nor politically and diplomatically, when you are split, when you are fighting with each other. We're split politically, and we're split physically, and we're split ideologically.
Last week, one young Palestinian seemed to rise above those splits. Mohammed Asaf, a singer from Gaza, won the international pop competition Arab Idol. Thousands of people came to see him return home, at one point pressing in so close that police beat them back with batons. Despite this ugly moment, Wayam Aldiri said Asaf made her proud.
He united all Palestinians together, all Palestinian citizens and factions. No political leader could unite people with their speeches. He did it with his art, with his song.
Asaf has touched on political issues, choosing songs in the competition that promote Palestinian independence and calling for unity between Hamas and Fatah. But so far, that doesn't look likely. Yesterday, Hamas called on Fatah to reject U.S. pressure to talk with Israel, saying such negotiations were futile. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.